I'm Matěj Skalický and this is Czech Radio News Podcast Vinohradská 12.
Ukrainian journalist Victoria Roshchina has died in Russia
while in detention in Russia for more than a year.
She disappeared in August of 2023. Russia later admitted that she had in fact been arrested and was being held. And
Victoria was about to be swapped in the next prisoner swap scheduled.
But there are lots of journalists being held by Russia.
Victoria Roshchina, a 27-year-old Ukrainian reporter, disappeared last year and died a few weeks ago in a Russian prison. No one knows how or why. Her former colleague, Olga Tukaryuk, a Ukrainian journalist and a Chatham House Academy associate, is today's special guest on Vinohradská 12. It's Saturday, October 19th. Hi, Olga. Thank you very much for finding a few minutes for us.
Thank you for having me.
So is it officially confirmed at this point, while we are talking right now, that Victoria died while she was in a Russian captivity?
Yes, this information has been officially confirmed by the Ukrainian authorities last week. Victoria Roshchina, who was just 27, a Ukrainian journalist, died in Russia while she has been transferred between two prisons. Her relatives were only notified about it in the beginning of October by a letter from a Russian Ministry of Defense, which stated that she actually died back in September, on September 19th. And this letter didn't provide any information about the circumstances of her death. So yes, she died. That has been confirmed. But we do not know much about why she died, where exactly it happened.
So we know that her father was supposed to receive this news, and it seems that the Ukrainian side has also confirmed it, but we don't have any detailed information about what actually happened to Victoria, how she died, why she died.
Yes, we do not know the circumstances of her death. The Ukrainian law enforcement actually opened an investigation into her death, and they qualified it as a murder. So the kind of the assumption by the Ukrainian authorities now that she did not die because of natural circumstances, also because it's extremely unlikely that such a young woman who was just 27 would die of natural reasons. So there are some grounds to believe that her death might have been violent, that she might have been murdered while she was transported from one Russian prison to another, or maybe in one of these prisons. So we don't know exactly where it happened.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, that she was being transported from one Russian prison to another. Do we know why was she transported? Is it connected somehow with the fact that, or the assumption that she was supposed to be a part of a prisoner exchange?
Possibly, yes. So what we know that she was in detention center number 2 in Taganrog in southern Russia. And that prison is very famous for very harsh and inhumane treatment of Ukrainian prisoners. And some of them even called it Russian Guantanamo. Mm. So some of these prisoners have been released and they told upon their return to Ukraine about this really, really harsh and very cruel and violent treatment that they were subjected to in that prison, torture, threats of rape, and other things like that. So we know that Victoria was in that prison because Russia confirmed for the first time since she disappeared in August 2023. So Russia confirmed for the first time in spring this year, in May, that she was detained and she was in this colony in Taganrog. Then what we know what happened, that she was indeed put on the list of people who were to be included in the next prisoners exchange between Ukraine and Russia. Mm. And apparently, as a preparation to this exchange, she was being transferred from Taganrog to a prison in Moscow, to Lefortovo, another prison which is notorious by the fact that people who are suspected of really serious charges of state treason or who are considered national security threat in Russia are put into that prison. So we don't know what the charges were. Russia never disclosed any information why Victoria was arrested, what were the charges against her. But the fact that she was being transferred from Taganrog to this Lefortovo prison indicates that she might have been charged or suspected of committing crimes against the national security or charged with espionage in Russia. We don't really know because Russia never officially declared any charges against her. Mm-hmm. And coming back again to the issue of prisoners exchange, so this is not my information, but other Ukrainian journalists, such as editor-in-chief of Ukrainska Pravda, which is the major Ukrainian online media, Sevil Musaeva, she mentioned in an interview to BBC that according to her sources, Victoria was to be exchanged on the 13th of September. So 6 days before she died, she was supposed to be exchanged, but that didn't happen. As we know now, she was not exchanged and she died before that happened.
Yeah, Mrs. Musaeva claimed that on Facebook as well, that she was meant to be exchanged in mid-September. That was my source as well. I spoke with Victoria sometime in the spring of 2022. We were supposed to have a conversation about what was going on in Ukraine. In the end, due to various obstacles, the interview didn't happen. But I remember being very impressed by her courage because she traveled to places occupied by the Russian army to report on what was going on, what was happening there. She was in Mariupol. So was this what made her stand out for you as well as a journalist?
Yes, absolutely. Victoria was one of the most courageous and the most brave journalists that I've known, that I've ever met. We worked together with her at the Ukrainian Hromadske TV for about 3 years between 2017 and 2020. And, you know, she was often the very first person to come to the office in the morning and the last person to leave in the evening. She was very committed to her work as a journalist. I think it wouldn't even be an exaggeration to say that that was all her life. You know, journalism was her life. And she was also very independent in her decisions, you know, regarding the stories that she wanted to cover. She was very intolerant to injustice. So as a reporter, she covered a lot of, you know, trials, court processes, stories related to crime. But also she was, you know, even before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia, she was covering stories about Ukrainian prisoners taken by Russia, like Oleg Sentsov, a film director who was arrested in Crimea and, you know, spent years in Russian captivity and then finally returned to Ukraine in 2019. So Victoria was there meeting him and, you know, covering this story and telling his story, only, you know, to almost repeat his fate, but with much tragic outcome. So she was also arrested and imprisoned in Russia a few years later. So she was really, as I said, very independent, and that was manifested in her decision to go and cover what was happening on the occupied territories of Ukraine after Russia's full-scale invasion. As you rightly said, she traveled to Mariupol, she traveled to southern Ukraine, to Zaporizhia region, to occupied parts of Kherson region. And it is extremely dangerous to work there for Ukrainian and for international journalists who are not affiliated with, you know, Russian army or who are not going there to spread pro-Russian propaganda, because the only authorizations to visit and work on those territories are given to those people who are doing propaganda, not objective journalism. So Victoria literally risked her life to go and tell, you know, what is happening there. I just recently reviewed her report from Mariupol in May 2022, you know, several months since it was occupied, bombed by Russia, and, you know, after thousands of its residents were killed by those bombings. Incredibly powerful reporting, you know, photos, close-up photos of Russian soldiers, of demonstrations that Russians organized, of, you know, the bombed houses and buildings in Mariupol. So very, you know, unique testimonies that no other Ukrainian journalist made at the time and made since then, just because it is life-threatening to go and work on Russian-occupied territories. for independent journalists. And unfortunately, you know, after one of her trips to the occupied territories in March 2022, she was detained for 10 days by Russians. Then she was released after they forced her to record a video, basically thanking the Russians for being so kind to her. So they released her. But then she was arrested again because she decided to go again to the occupied territories, despite the pleas of her editors who tried to convince her not to go. But just because, as I said, you know, she was so committed to journalism, she thought it was her duty. She was very independent in her decision making. She decided to go there again, and she was arrested again in August 2023.
Yeah, she was brave and she was rightfully stubborn, I would say. She disappeared again in 2023. According to her father, she set off from Ukraine to Poland on July 27th and was expected to reach Russian-occupied territories in eastern Ukraine 3 days later, but she was reported missing on August 12. Do we know how she ended up in Russian captivity last year?
I don't have any of this information, and I think very little of that has been publicly known, just because of, you know, this circumstances of work on the occupied territories, that it is just impossible to, you know, independently, freely communicate with people who are on the occupied territories. And since Victoria was also undertaking these trips independently without, you know, coordination with like editors or other colleagues, I'm afraid we really don't know much about her movements and whereabouts and what exactly happened there.
But you said that she was then held in Taganrog, the prison notorious for its brutality. Do we know what happened to her in Russia, or still we don't have any information about that?
So we have, you know, that gap in knowledge between August 2023 and May 2024, when Russia confirmed that she was detained and she was held in this prison in Taganrog. So we don't really know what happened between August and May, where she was, where exactly she was arrested. Was she already immediately put into this prison in Taganrog, or maybe she was held on the Ukrainian territory that is currently under Russian occupation, which is very likely that she might have been moved like several times from one prison to another, because that's usually what happens to Ukrainian prisoners, to Ukrainian civilian prisoners that Russians are taking. And there are now tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilian prisoners in Russian detention. So, as I said, only in May this year, Russia confirmed that she was in Taganrog. And then after that, also what is there in the public domain, that her father was in touch with her in the end of August this year, so about 1 month and a half ago, and she told him that she was about to start a hunger strike, that she was, you know, disagreeing with conditions of her detention. And reportedly, he dissuaded her from doing that. So he convinced her not to go on a hunger strike. And that was like their last communication in the end of August. Then also, it was reported by the media that another Ukrainian citizen who was released from Taganrog last month told Victoria's family that she saw her on the 8th or 9th of September, less than 10 days before her death. So, you know, we only have this little snippets of information from which it is very difficult to establish a clear picture what was happening to Victoria. We don't know what charges were pressed against her. We don't know, you know, exactly about all locations she was detained in. Ultimately, we don't know what happened to her that caused her death.
Maybe some investigation will clear this up.
Well, of course, you know, there are hopes. And as I said, Ukrainian law enforcement, they started a case and, you know, they suspect that Victoria was murdered. But I'm not sure, you know, how much information it will be possible to get regarding this case, because access to information have Russian authorities, and they are not obviously, you know, going to disclose any information that could have a negative impact on them. You know, if Victoria was indeed tortured, if the conditions of her detention were cruel, which was the case with other Ukrainian prisoners detained in Russia, which is the case currently with, you know, tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are in Russia. So Russians will be extremely reluctant to confirm that. And, you know, if indeed she was murdered and she did not die of natural causes, which seems to be the case, I do not think we can expect any information that could confirm that coming from the Russian authorities. I don't know. I would like to hope that some Russian opposition journalists who are abroad could use their links in the Russian system to get that information, to report on that. But I'm afraid Ukrainian journalists, it will be very difficult for them to establish, you know, to investigate this story just because it happened on the Russian territory, and Russians will not share this information with Ukrainians.
You've already said that it's pretty hard work to go to Russian-occupied territory to report, to do the journalism, to spend some time there, to witness things there. How many other journalists do we know have ended up in Russian captivity since the full-scale invasion started in February 2022?
So, you know, it's hard to work there. I think it's an understatement. It's impossible. It's life-threatening to work as a journalist on territories of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia. Just citizens who not even necessarily show any disobedience to the Russian occupiers, just Ukrainian citizens on these territories, they face huge risks just by being there, just by, you know, living under Russian occupation. So we know of numerous stories of people being arbitrarily detained and put into prisons and prosecuted for absolutely innocent things, for speaking Ukrainian, for having a Ukrainian flag in their apartments, because Russians, they conduct this raid, they just break into people's apartments without warning, and they just look for any signs of loyalty to Ukraine. But, you know, even without any reason, so there is the atmosphere of intimidation, of fear, and it is impossible, I want to stress, it's really impossible for any independent journalist to work on Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine. The Russians only allow access to these territories to people who are doing pro-Russian propaganda. So, you know, the only people who are allowed to Mariupol or to, you know, Russian-occupied territories of southern Ukraine were not journalists. So no journalists of any reputable organizations were allowed access there. So I really want to stress this point. It's not difficult. It is impossible to work there for journalists. And when it comes to, you know, the number of Ukrainian journalists who are currently in Russian prisons, so the latest data from the Ukrainian Institute of Mass Information states that 29 civilian Ukrainian journalists are currently imprisoned in Russia. And there are also 3 journalists who joined the Ukrainian armed forces since the start of the Russian full-scale invasion and were taken as prisoners of war. And some of these are actually, you know, other people, other my ex-colleagues, people that I personally know. So, for example, Maxim Butkevich, who was a journalist and human rights activist, and he joined the Ukrainian armed forces in 2022 after the full-scale invasion. He was arrested by Russia. We know that he's been kept in the occupied Luhansk region of Ukraine. He's been charged by Russians with espionage and also with targeting civilian population there as a soldier, as a combatant of the Ukrainian armed forces. But these are manufactured charges. These charges are completely made up. So Maxim has been in Russian captivity for nearly 2 years, and there is currently absolutely no clarity on when and whether he's going to be exchanged. And of course, you know, the news about Victoria Roshchina and her death, I think it really makes everyone who knows Maxim very, very, you know, worried about his future and about his safety in Russian prison.
I just wanted to go back with a little footnote to what you said about Victoria Roshchina's work at the Russian-occupied territories. Because of the impossibility to report from those regions, she did it in disguise. That was the important part of her job. That's what I wanted to stress out. How much public attention is there regarding her death in Ukrainian society?
Yes, she did it. But you see, she paid a very high price for it. So yes, yeah, in theory, you could go there at your own risk. No Ukrainian media or editor will allow their journalists to go to the Russian occupied territory because of this extremely high risks to journalists there. So yes, you could, of course, defy those risks and just go there, but it is very likely that your end will be similar to what happened to Victoria, unfortunately, at least the prison, and then in the worst case scenario, death. So, yeah, I just want to, you know, make it very clear.
And regarding the public attention?
Yes, and regarding the public attention, well, I think, yes, there is considerable attention in Ukraine to that. think all the journalistic community was very shaken and really hit hard by this news. Many people knew Victoria. Many people respected what she did. Many people were hoping that, you know, she will be eventually released and she would return to Ukraine safe and sound. She was very young. She was, you know, very passionate, very committed. She was respected by so many people. And, you know, in general, I think it also, like, her death and this case, it attracted the attention to the fact that there are so many Ukrainian civilians that are still in Russian captivity. So many, like Victoria, were just detained without any charges. Many of them are just being locked up in Russian prisons, treated in the most violent and cruel way. They are facing torture, rape, beating, sleep and food deprivation. And people who are returning there, and only few thousands have returned, they are telling, you know, terrible stories about the treatment that they have been subjected to. So I think this tragical death of Victoria Roshchina, it shook the journalistic community, but it also shook, like, the wider public in Ukraine and attracted again this attention to the issue of Ukrainian prisoners in Russian detention, of Ukrainian civilians that are imprisoned in Russia. And President Zelensky even mentioned this during his last week's visit to several European countries. So he met with Pope Francis, for example, in Vatican, and he mentioned the death of Victoria, and he mentioned that Ukraine would really expect some participation and help of Vatican in facilitating these prisoners' exchanges, because very relative to the number, you know, of people that are in Russian captivity, very few were exchanged, were able to return to Ukraine.
Well, thank you very much again for commemorating Victoria's life work in this interview.
Thank you.
And that's all for today. I spoke with Olga Tukaryuk, a Ukrainian journalist and a Chatham House Academy associate. Thank you for listening.